Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Lisa. What part of the world are you in today?
Up here in North Texas. So I've been here since 2005.
Has it been difficult living there and doing ministry from home, or has that adjustment been one that you've actually enjoyed tremendously?
I've been doing ministry from my home for a long time. I like it because I'm a writer. I produce shows, I produce books, I produce different blogs. And so when I'm here, it's pretty quiet. So I'm able to hear from the Lord when I'm writing, and I'm able to put it down on paper, especially what He says to me. That's so important. And so it's really good. It's not a cluttered office or a chatty office. I'm here just in the presence of the Lord and just trying to tell people what He tells me.
Yes, He said He, and I saw the capitalization of the H immediately in He, and then thought about your interviews where I put together that you lost your father before you were born, while your mother was pregnant, actually, and how important focusing on the true father is. Would you dive deeper into that for us?
You know, I didn't really know God as Father for a while. I thought of God as a very distant God because my own father wasn't around because he died before I was born. And I lived somewhat of a solitary life. My mom never really recovered from that day. So I was off and on with my grandparents growing up. But when I was actually led to Christ by a friend in my high school English class, that I began to experience a relationship with God. And I still didn't exactly know Him as Father until my 30s, when I rededicated my life to Christ and I began studying the Word of God. That is so important. So I began to experience the Word and began to be spoken to by the Word. And I began to hear God's voice and began to pray and began to worship and all these things that lead us into the presence of God. And that is when I realized that He was the Father that I never knew. He was my Father. He is the one that had watched over me all those years and protected me when I really didn't have a lot of protection around me. And it was then that I began to teach others about God as Father and have actually written a book about that. And I'm consistently trying to point people to the Lord as Father, especially when I hear that they've had some kind of a father wound in their life.
You've also continued along the video world as well. You've now moved from writing to as well producing. And amazing audience, if you're listening, it's not just another video, another movie. You've gotten tons and tons of awards for these things.
I actually started out in television as a sportscaster. I was on television for 20 years on both national and local television. I left it and I said, I really don't need to ever go back to television. I've done that. I don't need it. And 20 years to the day almost after I left television, I felt the Lord calling me back, but to actually work for Him and to do a TV show that promoted Him and to help people overcome past dysfunction in their lives. We call that Pop Talk. It was named the best television show in the country, Christian television show, in 2025. Then I felt a call to do some documentary film. My dad was Jewish, and I was in my doctoral program at school when I took an anti-Semitism class, and I felt like I needed to do something using my gifts and talents. And so I created a video for the class that turned out to be a half-hour documentary. And then I did a couple more after that. And the two that I did after that have won almost 70 International Film Festival awards. And they were both created to fight the hatred and fight anti-Semitism. And that is really in my heart. And I'm still doing the documentary work. I'm working on another one about online anti-Semitism. So I'm doing that as well as continuing our television show, Pop Talk, to help men and women to thrive.
Did you ever visualize this is where you would be today?
No. I can remember when I first went into ministry, that was about 2013. I had been in seminary. I was actually women's ministry leader at our church for 4 years. And then in 2013, I felt the Lord say, now it's time to go outside on your own and start this ministry that I've placed in your heart. But when I started it, I really thought I was going to be like Beth Moore. If people know who Beth Moore is, a very gifted speaker, writer. And I thought I was just going to write books and speak. That's really how I saw it. But someone prophesied over me and they said, Lisa, you're going to reach the nations, but it's not going to look like what you think it looks like. It's not going to be what you've imagined. And I really never thought it would be or mean going back to the television world. I had no plans to do that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't care if I was on television or not. I just really didn't like some of the things that went with being on television. But sure enough, that's what happened. So it was not like I thought it was going to be, but I was obedient. And that's really important for people to hear, that when God calls us to something, we need to be obedient and we need to step out and do it.
Let's talk to the person who's listening who possibly thinks you're so far ahead of them and it's not possible to get where you are. It's not possible to achieve the things you've achieved. What's the advice you would give to that person?
Scriptures that I live by is, do you work heartily for the Lord? For it is the Lord God whom you serve. And so when I know that I know that I know that God has called me to do something for him, I want to give it my all. I give it my 100%. I will work on it till it's completed. And so I think that's the thing. If you know that you've been called to something, don't wait. Start working on it. Put all your time in it because you're doing it for him. This is a call of God. And that's very, very important. You know, I can be a little like Moses, who made a lot of excuses when he was called by God because he was afraid. He didn't want to do it. And we can all be like that. And I've done it myself. But really, once the Lord makes it so clear, and usually it's repeat messages for me, I say, okay, I'm all in. I'm going to do it. So I would say that. I would say that the Lord wants us to be obedient, and he wants us to move forward when he calls us, because guess what? He'll equip us. He will give us what we need. I was always in front of the camera when I did television. I didn't have to do the production or do any of the stuff behind the camera.
5 years from today, you're listening to this conversation. What's one message you'd leave for future you?
I would say, did I do everything that the Lord called me to do? And did I do it with excellence, which is very important for me? And I would have to say at this point, I made some mistakes along the way. But yes, my heart is to honor my Heavenly Father and to be a good daughter. And I think that I did. Maybe one day I'll hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant.
Lisa, this has been a great pleasure. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
All of us have had some kind of dysfunction in our past. We might have had a bad dad, a bad mom, or maybe they weren't there. But that does not have to define you. You need to look at the Word of God and look at the promises of God in His Word. That is what should define us. We should post those on our mirrors. We should repeat those promises to ourselves and walk forward in His strength. One of my favorite verses, and that's my life verse, and this might be for you now too. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I didn't do this in my own power. I should be in a gutter somewhere because of my upbringing. But no, the Lord has lifted me up out of the pit. He's used me for his purposes, and I'm strong because he is strong.
Amazing audience, if you're listening and Lisa's voice has captured you, there are links in the show notes to connect her books and, of course, everything that she's done. Lisa, a pleasure, a treasure. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.